Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I am so happy to be presenting live music to the town of White Plains and all over Westchester. Special birthday show today. Kim's birthday was on Sunday. She kind of asked me to mention it and kind of not. So to be safe, I'm not mentioning it. There we go. My special guest today is True Apothecary. Say hello.
Hello. How you doing?
So, we're looking at a person, and yet the name of your group is True Apothecary. Talk to me about it.
So, I'm David Brooks. It's pretty much my music, but I wanted to do it under a moniker. That way I could employ other people to come in and play the music with me. But at the current time, at least on this show, it's just going to be me today.
So, your people are not available today.
Correct. Still need some more rehearsals and practices to get in there.
Awesome. Now, I met you a couple of weeks ago when we did the shoot for Aerial Wolf Hunt.
Indeed.
Which is, I call it a progressive hard rock unit.
It's pretty accurate.
And you're the lead vocalist.
Correct.
In that group. And as we were walking out of that session, you handed me, I'm dipping for the CD, you handed me your CD.
That I did. I mean, never a bad idea to promote oneself.
And it found its way onto one of my boom boxes at home. And I put it on. And I just felt blessed. I loved it from the second I heard it. Loved it.
Thank you.
Now I do two reviews every month for More Sugar Magazine. I get a lot of CDs. And I only review what I like. I wish I could only review what I really like, but I don't know how that would work. But anyway, I really enjoyed reviewing your CD. Your voice is astounding. To me, I love the fact that you did this whole CD on a PC with a little something that looked like a hard drive. What did you call that?
An inbox.
A what?
Inbox. It's a...
An M-box?
It's a Pro Tools recording hardware.
Yeah, I wanted to include that in my review. I thought it was called the Cube. But I couldn't find it. It's just incredible. People, you need to go to his website, which I'm sure they're flashing across. Now, do you have the songs in the entirety on your website? I hope not. This is one of my pet peeves today in the music business. How can the music business complain no one buys CDs when you can go on the web and hear it all for nothing?
Well, you know, promote a legitimate point, but at the same time, it's just a preview. So you go on the website and yeah, you can hear it, but can you take it to your car? Can you take it to a party? Can you give it to your friends? It's just on the website.
Dude, every male under 15 in America knows how to rip those files into MP3s.
Well, I mean, if they want to go to such lengths to get it for free, I'm sure they can do it, you know, any other way they like.
Anyway, I just find it interesting that the music business complains that they're not selling records. Anything that I want to hear, I go to VH1.com, MTV.com, CMT.com, and I play the video. So I personally don't feel I have a lot of incentive to go out and buy something.
Fair enough.
But anyway, you should go to his website and listen to the music because it's fantastic. It's called The Lion Will Speak.
Correct.
And as I said, The Lion Will Speak to His Lioness.
Yeah, you did.
Because it seems to all be directed to one woman or a multitude of women.
No,
be careful how you answer that.
Just one woman. Just one woman. Her name is Heidi. I met her a little while ago, and shortly after I met her, you know, things just kind of progressed, at least on my end. And I'm with her now.
Okay. So there is a happy ending.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't immediate. But no, so it was definitely a journey of sorts, I guess you would say. But I started recording this EP in January in my bedroom. and that's where I recorded everything front to back.
It has incredible sounds. There's a little bit of In the Red sound on some of it, tiny bit, but otherwise it's crystal clear.
Thank you.
Did anybody help you with the recording? Or?
I had a friend of mine, Justin Garish. He actually works at Avatar Studios down in the city, and he mastered it for me. Out of the kindness of his heart, he did it for free. Thank you, Justin. And another friend of mine, Kirsten Huber, did the album artwork for me.
Yes, and as I say in my review, which will be coming out in September in More Sugar, I love the sensitive singer-songwriter photos. You can go to the website, and they're astounding. Can you just strike a pose for one of them?
I don't know if I can strike a pose.
Give me the thoughtful.
I don't know. That's
a good one. Give me the young lover look.
I don't know. I can't do it.
Who's the great photographer who took those? Because that person's really good.
A friend of mine, Ju Young Park, she works for maincoursemedia.com. They do web design, they do photography, they do recording, mixing, pretty much anything. If you want any kind of promotion, they handle every aspect of it, or just one, depending upon what your needs are.
Did she do your website?
Her and her partner, Amin Brody, they did the website together.
Awesome. Any plans? What are your plans with that record?
Well, my plans are, first to get a group together, which is easier said than done, because it's, instead of being a collaborative effort, it'd be bringing people in to play, pre-recorded music. And once I get a group together, to start playing out, locally, Westchester, and, gain a following and start progressing out from there to the whole Northeast, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and then working my way up, and then hopefully down the East Coast.
Next year, Europe, right?
That'd be great.
Asia.
I have to be realistic about it, but it would be great to be on the radio or on TV one day.
Why don't you pick up that axe?
All right.
Now someone's going to roll that mic in towards you. Is that the deal?
I can take care of it, guys. Have some water.
Camera's rolling, my friends. Your time.
And I just lost the mic. My apologies.
Don't worry about it. We're going to do it and then it'll be here. Don't worry. Take your time. There you go. Okay. Is it staying?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay.
Go ahead. This song is called Jinx Buy Me a Coke.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
That is a reference from the TV show The Office.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of my song titles don't involve any of the lyrics that fall in the songs themselves.
I'm a computer programmer. The Office is the movie we bow down to. Have you filled out your TSR reports yet today? It's a computer programmer humor. Anyway. What's next? I hope you're going to do my favorite, which is 1,000 jillion gigawatts.
I will do that one next.
Well, you don't have to do it next. Just mean you have to do it sometime.
We'll do it now.
This song is called 1.21 gigawatts. Thank you. Thanks. Do you want to do another one? We put it down, yeah, talk about it?
No. Talk. Talk is cheap. Play great music.
There we go.
Smile. This is fun.
It is fun. Let's see.
Your goal is to make Kim dance.
Sign for pancakes with a K.
Again, or
hold on a second. No, interview him a little bit.
Okay,
we gotta make the edit work, it's gotta be seamless. Okay. We're gonna interview him a little bit, and then you'll ask him, why don't you do one more song for us before we close out? And then he can always go back to that song.
I have too many projects going on, and not enough space in my head.
Looks like the parking lot.
If you don't want to do that song, that's okay.
Nah, I mean, like, you know, my voice is a little shot from playing with those guys earlier. And that requires a lot of falsetto, so I may not do it at all. And for whatever reason, I can't remember the second verse. Well, that's fine.
Well, before we start, let's talk about what you want to do. Do you want to do another song? You want to do that song or no more songs this show? You call the shots.
And then we're doing another set?
Or another show.
Okay. Do another show today.
Yeah, unless you don't want to. You don't have to. These people would be happy to go home right now, believe me.
No, let's worry about him. It'll be his third show on a screen. Right. It's not going to be his best effort.
Right. It's completely your decision.
What about us?
You know what? If you want...
I apologize. My voice is shot from singing with
those
guys.
No, you know what?
It's a completely different kind of thing.
We're with you. Don't worry about it. You don't have to apologize.
Here's what I think we should do. I'm rubbing my head. It helps me to think.
Oh, okay.
It's massaging my brains. You don't look at ease today, and you're a special talent. Why don't we finish up the show, do a little talking?
Okay.
Then I'll have you come back another time. I got plenty of Tuesdays when you're all healed up. That's okay.
It's been a rough couple of weeks, Tim.
That's okay. You're a young guy, and you're a big talent, so I want to take extra special care of you, okay?
I do appreciate that.
So let's do this. Let's finish this show, and then what I'll do is I'll hold it in the can. We won't release it, and we'll do two more shows, and then we'll see which we like the best.
All right, that'd be great.
Does that work for you? So let's just talk a little bit. Put it down. I mean, I think you did a good job of the other songs, so.
Believe me, Roger, they could be a lot better.
Right, well, you know what? Everybody says that. And actually, that leads me to an interesting topic of conversation. So have a seat. Just unplug it or something. So it
doesn't. You're fine. We don't hear anything.
Okay.
So ambience.
All right. So you let me know.
Keith is giving us direction right now. Keith, he's ready.
And is that what I got, 8 minutes left?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before he starts, did you prepare any of the questions? Did I give you the questions to prepare?
Oh, no. No, I didn't. I didn't know I was supposed to prepare yet.
Okay. Fuck, we'll talk about something else. All right.
So you're going to start off on Kim's camera.
Okay.
But you don't have to. You can be looking directly at Dave. And I just need you to have your next question in your head.
I'm ready to go.
Hit him, Keith.
Go ahead, Mark.
So, you just mentioned to me that your titles of your song don't appear in your song and have, if anything, a tenuous attachment to the song.
The songs are derived from either experiences with the girl in question, or the things that her and I both share in common. So Jinx Buy Me a Coke, she turned me on to that show. The show's been running for like 5-6 seasons, The Office.
And explain to me in the show what Jinx Buy Me a Coke means.
So there's two characters, Pam and Jim, who both work at The Office and have kind of an unspoken, I guess, crush on each other. And I guess there's some parallels from the show and, you know, versus us, you know, kind of stretching it out. The scene in question there, they're at the, what the hell's it called? Vending machine. And they both say the same thing at the same time. She says, Jinx, buy me a Coke, and she kind of does that periodically throughout the show. It's just kind of one of those cute moments, which I thought kind of encapsulated a moment in time between me and Heidi. Kind of corny, but, you know, she liked it, so. The titles are pretty much references to her in one way or another.
Now, I like the one with gigawatts in it. What's that, 1 point?
Okay, so 1.21 gigawatts. The song title comes from the Back to the Future series.
I saw all three of those movies.
And I guess we both used to park in a parking garage where there's a DeLorean.
Oh, okay.
So I would, walk her to her car or, see her there, and the DeLorean was always there. Kind of one of those weird things. So that seemed very applicable for that song, and a reference that right off the top only she would really understand.
It's very interesting because I just read Grace Slick's autobiography. I don't know if you know who she is.
I am not familiar.
Grace Slick was the lead singer for the Jefferson Airplane and the Jefferson Starship. So
okay.
She sang Somebody to Love, White Rabbit.
Okay, that's ringing bells.
We Built This City on Rock and Roll. And it's very interesting because back in the 60s, you could write your own songs, you could do whatever you want. And if you were lucky, you'd have a hit. But as the 70s and 80s came on, you tended to get a lot more direction from your A&R person. They would tell you, we'll put a few of your songs on the album, but we have this stable of proven hit songwriters, and we want you to do at least one of them, and they'll be the singles. So everything changed in the business. And then they tell you that the title of the song should be The Hulk, should be repeated over and over in the song. So as you advance in the business, it's going to be interesting for you to take the advice they give you and decide whether or not to go with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something I'm opposed to. I mean, for me, music is about having fun. I mean, there's a message certainly that I like to get across, whether it be to a person or a group of people. But in the case of this collection, The Lion Will Speak, for me, it was all about, you know, putting my emotions out there on the table for this one girl, and also having a little fun in the process, whether it be a particular instrument or like the song title involved.
Now you're together with this person.
Correct.
So now here's the age old question. Now you're happy. Are you going to be able to write any songs?
Oh yeah, no. I actually, ever since I met her, I've been writing songs faster than I can record them. Not like without trying to sound arrogant.
So you don't need to be unhappy to write songs.
No, not at all. But I mean, you know, with that said, you know, just because a certain aspect of my life is awesome doesn't mean the rest are. So if you're talking about deriving inspiration from negative experiences, you know, those are always going to happen. So the ability to, you know, draw inspiration from those is always going to be there to a certain extent.
I think it's great that you're writing more songs than you can record. I heard an interview with Pat, the lead singer of the Smithereens. You know the Smithereens? Ever hear of them? They were a band kind of big in the 90s. They used to open for a band that I played in down in Greenwich Village. But he said on this interview, he said, the hardest job I've ever had is to write a hit song. He said, I try and I try and I try, and it's just a really difficult thing to do. But to me, hearing your music, first of all, you have a fantastic voice. Have you ever had lessons?
I took lessons for 2 semesters while attending Mercy College. They had a partnership with the Westchester Conservatory, and a lady by the name of Mary Elizabeth Poor taught me a few things over there, which definitely improved my voice a lot. So I guess just for you.
See, I love Ariel Wolf Hunting and you because I was a professor at Mercy College, but I never had you guys.
Really? How long ago?
How long ago? Probably up until around 3.5-4 years ago.
Wow.
I used to teach at the Bronx campus, and I taught right in White Plains. I taught the Intro to Computers course, but mostly I taught math.
Oh, okay.
I taught pre-calc. College algebra.
Yeah, I took all my general ed courses over the Dobbs Ferry campus. So probably why I never had you. That's interesting, though. Small world.
I think I did teach some at Dobbs Ferry. I did teach some. Well, it's too bad. My students like me, or at least I delude myself in thinking that. Talk about a thankless job, an adjunct professor. Not something you'd want to be. But yeah, to just get back to your music, there's something unique and distinctive about your music, which I find so refreshing because, you know, popular rock, folk music has been around for 50 years now, 60 years, and to actually come up with something unique and individual is pretty darn hard.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. Thank you for the compliments. I didn't always play acoustic rock or any acoustic guitar at all. When I first started playing in bands, I was just a singer and played a little, you know, like very easy keys. And the bands prior to this were very aggressive and very progressive as well. So a lot of asymmetry, a lot of time signature changes.
Little Genesis in there?
I love Genesis.
I can tell. I saw Genesis' first American concert when they came up with Peter Gabriel and they had the giant masks and they did Watcher in the Sky.
Oh, that's way back in the day.
Anyway, I want to thank you so much for dropping by. We got to do part 2 and part 3 in the future. Back to the future.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we're out.
All right,
dude, if you guys have pointed out any more things